Hello, welcome to Locked on Sharks, the premier hockey podcast of your favorite team in the Bay Area. On today's episode, we have Sharks goalie prospect Mason Beaupet on the show, where we're going to talk about his draft process, of course. We're going to talk about, you know, development camp and, of course, playing three-on-three hockey, and then kind of get to know Mason off the ice as well. So all that and more on today's episode of Locked on Sharks.
Your Locked on Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked on Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, JD Young, contributor at Fear the Fin and San Jose Hockey Now. Of course, thank you guys for making us your first listen. We're free and available wherever you get podcasts. And of course, subscribe to us on YouTube, where we are your team every day, or at least three times a week right now. But interview I did with Mason Beaupet a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, kind of, you know, adding to that Sharks goalie pipeline, which was pretty barren a couple years ago. And now it's pretty flush with some really exciting guys. So he's definitely got a couple of years before he's making his way into the NHL. His goaltenders do take longer to kind of get there. But, really exciting young man. Really fun interview. So I hope you guys enjoy. All right. Now we bring in Sharks prospect Mason Beaupet. Mason, how are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Not too bad. We're recording this a little bit before you guys hear this. It's a nice Friday morning. Mason, you were in Montreal for the draft. Let's talk about your day in there. What a kind of a whirlwind experience I'm sure it was for you.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty surreal. Everything though, from the time we got there to after the draft was just pretty crazy. I mean, every hockey player dreams of getting to that point and being in that position. My family has sacrificed so much. So for me to be there and for them to be there with me, it was an amazing day and amazing week for everyone in my family. And once we heard my name called, it was an amazing win. And especially we're over the moon to be Sharks.
So, I mean, what's it like? So I'm sure you're in the stands, you're kind of waiting for your name to be called, you know, and then it happens. And then it's like, you go down, and then what's the experience like from there? You know, you're putting on the jersey, just the kind of the whole thing.
I get goosebumps thinking about it now, that's for sure. But no, it was, you don't really, it's tough to put into words, but it's something extremely special to be able to walk down there and, put on the jersey and get the hat and meet everybody was amazing. It was just amazing. And then we had to go do a few interviews and take some pictures and stuff like that. And then we got released back to our family so I could go see them afterwards. And, they were all over the moon excited. I got a couple. I look pretty good in the Sharks jersey. So can't complain about that.
It's hard to not look good in the teal. I'm just going to say that there. But yeah. Oh, yeah. Do they, of course, you know, everybody, the draft pictures, do they make you kind of take like these kind of cheesy pictures? Are they like, here, do the stick thing and all that stuff?
Yeah, there's a few of them. There's a few pretty interesting photos. We probably had like 400 photos taken. Like it was so many photos. It probably took like 2 hours to take all the photos. But it was so cool. I mean, the whole time you're just like jaw at your feet, pretty much taking everything in. And you know, you're down there and you see a bunch of other people that you know, so that time doesn't feel that long because you're just able to sit there and talk with them and congratulate them about where they ended up and, you know, meet some of the other prospects that were drafted to San Jose. And it was really good.
So before the draft, were you did you have like a lot of interviews? Did you have a feeling San Jose might be interested? Kind of what was that process for you?
I did have a lot of interviews. I had about 25 or so.
Okay. Yeah.
And, funny enough, San Jose wasn't one of them. San Jose didn't, They didn't talk to me at all. They, from what I hear, is they talked to every single person around me, but they never talked to me. Never talked to me specifically. So, but you know, I wasn't expecting San Jose to pick me, but I know when they went up on the clock there, I just kind of had this feeling that that's where I was going, and it was awesome.
I'm sure our friend of the show, Liz Child, probably gave them enough information on you that you didn't actually have to, they didn't have to talk to you at all. So, but, you know, well, I got to start with this. So I think it takes a very special, we'll say special with quotes, type of person to become a goaltender. What got you into becoming a goaltender? Because I know I would not want to do that. How did you get into being a goalie?
So it kind of starts that I loved playing, well, even to this day, I love playing road hockey. Like I go to a sports court near my house and I could spend all day there just like shooting pucks and doing that sort of stuff. But when I was younger, I loved playing road hockey goalie. And it was kind of at that age where you just kind of rotate around positions. And anyways, I said I would go in net for a game. And so I go in net for the game and we got shellacked. We got absolutely killed. It was unbelievable. We got crushed. It was probably in double digits. Like we got crushed. But a kid got a breakaway, and when he got a breakaway, he came in and I stacked the pads, and I saved it, and that was it. Apparently the story goes that, you know, my dad saw the score and was like, he's not gonna want to be a goalie. Like, he's gonna be a player. And yeah. I came off and I had a giant grin on my face and I'm like, I'm going to be a goalie. And my dad gave the old, you know, hand to the face kind of look. But the rest is history. And I think it turned out pretty well.
I think it's just because he knew all the extra gear he had to buy now if you're going to be a goalie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's cool. I mean, you know, we did an interview with Ben Gaudreau last year, and he said the reason he became a goalie is because he didn't want to skate, and his parents were like, you need to play hockey, but you don't want to skate. So I think that worked out. I had a friend who was like in school, we would play roller hockey. He was like a soccer goalie. So we'd always make him play goalie, but yeah, you guys are crazy. I don't know how you guys do it. So.
All right, guys, before we continue our interview with Mason Beaupet and we get into his development camp and, of course, playing 3-on-3 goalie hockey, got to take a quick break, talk to you guys about our friends over at Bet Online. You guys know Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to check in all your betting needs. Find all your favorite sports and events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. They have reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. And BetOnline continues to be the top resource for all your sports wagering information, from live in-game betting, scores, podcasts, they have you covered. So head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to learn more about the action happening right now. BetOnline, where the game starts.
All right, so you go through your draft, you know, of course, and you go home for a little bit, kind of hang out, and then all of a sudden you're going to San Jose for development camp. So what was development camp like for you?
It was an amazing time. I mean, the coaches there were amazing. I mean, Nabby was unbelievable. He's so much as them in the game. So to just kind of get there and even just being around some of the other goalies there, the older goalies, you know, I was kind of the younger one there, and just to be able to talk to them and, you know, kind of learn the ropes and start to see what it's like to be at that next level was absolutely amazing. And it was just a very fun week. I mean, we skated lots and we worked really hard, but it was just a really fun week from start to finish.
Who was your roommate?
It was Michael Fisher.
Okay. The defenseman. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I know he was a high school prospect. The Sharks are, yeah, he looks to be really fun. Big kid too, isn't he? Well, I mean, you're a big guy too.
it was kind of funny. We're both pretty big guys, but no, it was good. We got along really well. It was good. It kind of had a little buddy to go explore San Jose with when we had a little bit of downtime. So no, it was awesome. And I'll be looking forward to seeing him again soon in camp coming up.
Gotcha. I have to ask, of course, there's the clip of all the goalies playing 3-on-3 hockey that was out. Are you going to be quitting this hockey to go start the 3-on-3 goalie tournament? That should be, you know, I think would be a lot of fun.
You know, I think it would be a lot of fun, but I don't know if you saw my effort on the back check there. I don't know if that would be the right decision for me in my hockey career, because I know I remember I skated out and I missed the pass. And as I was turning around, I just caught a glimpse and I saw they were filming. And I was just like,
oh, no,
please don't end up anywhere. Like I was like gliding back, like legs not moving, arms completely straight, like giving the old one of these, like hoping for the best. And I think they scored on the play too. And I was just like out to lunch. But no, it was it's a lot of fun to play those low games like that. I mean, we have a lot of fun with that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. Any of the goalies a little too competitive with it?
No, I think we're all really, really good with it. I mean, we all want to win, and we all are pretty competitive, but we all keep it, you know, respectful. No one wants to get hurt and something as silly as that. So we all keep it like we play to win, but we don't try and injure each other.
Gotcha. So, and then, of course, you guys had the 3-on-3. How hard is that for goalies, where it's basically this like kind of crazy back and forth, where you're kind of on an island a lot, right?
I mean, 3-on-3 is it's definitely a different dynamic to the game, but it's a lot of fun, and it was cool to get in front of the little chunk of the San Jose crowd, and you know they were awesome, and you know there's a lot of very good players out there, so it made the game a lot of fun and made it very interesting.
Any of the prospects that you were like, oh wow, this guy's like really good?
Kind of just everyone at that level is just awesome. Like, I mean, we're obviously all there for a reason, so everyone there's pretty good.
Nobody, not like Eklund or Bortolo. I mean, some of these guys have played in the NHL a little bit, so were you just like, oh wow, this is an NHL shot?
A little bit, but more. I in the WHL, usually about a couple guys on each team have that really good release, a really good shot. So what I found most about it was that there's just no drop off. So like where normally like the first line's really good, and then after that it maybe drops a bit. At the camp, everyone's that really good player. So everyone's got that really, really good shot. So there's just no drop off. Everyone's very good.
Gotcha. And then of course, after development camp, then you go into Team Canada. You got the invite to go play for Team Canada for World Juniors coming up. What was that experience like? I mean, of course, you and then former another Sharks prospect, Ben Gaudreau, are both on the invite list. So how was that?
It was awesome. I mean, me and Benny had a great time, and we were actually on the team together. Up in the tryout, so we spent the week together, and no, it was awesome. We had a very good time, and you know, I think me and Benny get along very well, and it was really good, and it was my first time getting to wear, you know, the Maple Leaf, and it was just a very cool experience for me, and me being a little bit of a later invite, when I told my parents that I was going, it was like kind of a pretty amazing couple weeks with going from getting drafted to the NHL to putting on a Sharks jersey to getting told I was going to put on the Maple Leaf was a pretty pretty cool couple weeks.
So do you get to like keep like one of your jerseys and stuff? Do you like have one of those Maple Leaf jerseys or?
No, I don't. Just for the tryouts, we were wearing mostly just practice jerseys sort of thing. So hopefully if I can make the squad for the Halifax games, then we'll get one. Yeah, I get the sneak one out there.
Gotcha. So what do you think is the biggest thing you need to work on heading into this season to kind of take your game to the next level, you think?
Probably the big thing off the ice is, you know, just keep getting stronger. I'm a big kid, and so it's a little tougher for me to get that strength, but I think once I get that strength and I get that that power in me as I continue to get older and more mature, I think it'll be very big for my game. And then just keeping everything compact. Like I said, I'm a big kid, and so when I got all the goalie gear on, there's not much room to shoot at as is. So if I stay compact, I mean, there's not going to be a whole lot of holes, and then it's just simple saves from there.
How would you describe your game as a goalie? Because I know it's, you know, like you hear like, oh, like forwards, oh, he's a power forward, or, you know, like, you know, defenseman, he's an offensive defenseman. How about goalies? Because there's kind of different, you know, you have like the athletic style, you have the more tactical style, I guess. What would you kind of say you are?
I'd probably say I'm an athletic butterfly goalie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big goalie that relies a lot on my positioning and using my size to my advantage, and as well as my hockey IQ, and being able to read plays. But I also have that side of me where if I do need to make a desperation save, that I am able to, because I am big and I do have the athleticism to be able to get across or do whatever I need to do to keep the puck out of the net.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess the more tactical saves, they're not as highlight worthy, but when you're making those athletic kind of crazy saves, it's usually like, as you said, kind of a desperation thing. But those are usually the highlight ones, right? Where you're like, oh yeah, look at me doing this thing, like where you're, you know, flying across the crease, right?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's my goalie coach has a saying that if you're on the highlight reel, it means you probably did something wrong along the way. So I try my best to stay off the highlight reel, but every once in a while, you know, you do get into a situation where you got to make that desperation save. And I believe that I have a chance to make any save. So, yeah.
All right, guys, before we can finish up our interview with Mason Beaupet, and we talk about kind of Mason off the ice and how he gets ready for games and just kind of, you know, learn more about him, do want to take a quick break to let you guys know about the Locked On NHL show. So as soon as you're done listening to this one, go check out the Locked On NHL show. They've got you covered for all the national news. They just finished up their division by division power rankings, so you can go check out those. Spoiler, the Sharks are dead last in the Pacific. So yeah, make sure you guys go check that out wherever you get podcasts, and of course, subscribe on YouTube as well. All right, so off the ice, you know, how do you kind of, what's your preparation like for game day?
Well, I usually like to skate in the morning. So I'll wake up, grab breakfast, head to the rink. I'll stretch for like half an hour, go on the ice, come off, do a little post pregame skate stretch. Then I'll kind of go home. Usually I have a pregame call with my dad before every game. You know, I think most guys have that, but, you know, same thing, call my dad, talk to him for a bit, usually about the game. And then usually, afterward, just kind of seeing how we're doing, seeing how the family's doing back home. And, then I usually go take a nap. I'm a big nap guy. So, I like to go, you know, get the sleep in, get the beauty sleep. And, then I, when I wake up, it's kind of go time for me. After that, I'm pretty focused, pretty dialed in. After, once I wake up, I usually have my headphones in and got music playing. And then I shower, get ready. This is an interesting one. I like to read before I leave.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Anything in particular or just?
I'm reading the Hunger Games series right now.
Okay, gotcha.
I'll go and read for a couple pages to a chapter before I take off. And I started doing that last season. I just found I was more focused and dialed in into games. And then I'll head to the rink. I'll do my ball warm-up, my dynamic warm-up, stretching, team warm-up, play a little bit of sewer or two-touch, and then go and do my thing.
Yeah, I know LeBron James was really big on like reading in the playoffs and stuff like that. I guess it's like a when you can, you kind of help focus and block everything out when you're just focusing on reading, right? Kind of gets you in the right mental state. So,
for sure.
Yeah. I know goalie, you guys, again, kind of a little bit different breed. Are you before the game, are you kind of chatting it up with the guys? Are you kind of more of in your own element?
I would definitely say I'm more in my own element. Like, I like to have my music in and I like to kind of be in my own zone, but it's not like, if someone comes up and talks to me, I get angry or anything like that. Yeah. Like I always like to talk to my teammates, or I'm talking to my defensemen about like what we could be doing or what's the plays we could be running in the game. Or even like when we're playing two touch, I usually take my headphones out there and, you know, kind of BS with the guys. And, then that's kind of my time to take a second to breathe and relax and have fun with my teammates. And then usually I get pretty focused after that. Then after that, I usually kind of go in my own zone. And my teammates are really good about once I kind of get into that, like 20 minutes before warm up, 30 minutes before warm up, just kind of letting me be and letting me get prepared.
How important is that communication kind of between a goalie and the defenseman, you know, especially like if you're trying to play the puck, like stuff like that?
Extremely. I mean, I'm a goalie that really plays the puck and takes a big onus on my playing the puck abilities. And so it was a huge thing. And, you know, it's good this year because we'll have a lot of returning guys. So we already kind of have a solid connection. And it's huge. I mean, from playing the puck to even just where guys are as the play is going on, because the game's moving so fast and only gets faster. And to be able to have good communication, everyone be on the same page is crucial to having a good decor and winning games.
Gotcha. I got to ask. Socks and skates. Are you a monster who doesn't wear socks with your skates?
No. I gotta wear socks. There's no way I couldn't wear socks. I don't even think I've ever attempted it. even if I forget my hockey socks, I know when I was younger, I'd forget my hockey socks kind of a lot. Like if I was gonna forget something, it was usually my hockey socks. And even then, I just wear like my dress socks or something like that. Like, I would rather go no socks with my shoes than with my skates. I just don't like that idea.
Do you know anybody, you know, some guys who go with the
no, I had, yeah, no, I don't know anyone who's tried that. That was an interesting one. I know guys that kind of like, you know, having the thicker socks or having really thin socks, but not too many that don't wear them. That's a new one.
Yeah, Ryan Merkley does not wear socks with skates. So just
really?
Yeah. Yes. So, yes. All right. Get you out of here on this one. So you got a couple weeks, I guess, until training camp and stuff. Any plans before the season starts?
Just, you know, it's kind of time where I got to get focused in and get ready to go. So just a lot of training. And I got a couple weeks till I take off. So I'm going to try and see you know, my friends and my family as much as I can, because I know once I leave, I won't see them for 9 months, 10 months. So just try and see them as much as I can. And then, you know, once I leave, be focused in on the task at hand.
Awesome. Mason, thank you very much. You have all the time in the world. If you want to shout out your family, any charities, anything you want to say, anybody you want to say hi to, you have all the time in the world, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was an honor to be on. And, you know, thanks to my family and everything they've done, because I know without them, I would not be able to accomplish anything that I have accomplished.
Awesome. Mason Bopic, best of luck this season. We hope to see you on Team Canada as well at the World Juniors again. I guess this whole World Juniors 2 in like 6 months thing is weird. But good luck this season, buddy. We'll be watching you. So
thank you.
All right, I hope you guys enjoyed my interview with Mason Bopet. Goalies, really fun to interview because they're just kind of a different animal. So, you know, I think he's going to definitely help add to the pipeline, which, you know, the Sharks pipeline was pretty barren for goalies a couple years ago. And now between, you know, Strauss Mann, you have, Ben Gaudreau, Mason Bopet, you've got some goalies in here who have some potential promise to you know, in the future. So we'll keep track of Mason, you know, and how he's doing, of course, on social media. So make sure you guys are following along on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram over at Locked On Sharks. You know, we, especially once the season starts, we, you know, retweet prospect clips and, you know, so we kind of see highlights. It's weird with goalies though, because you never know with goalies. It's usually when they're out of position or something goes wrong is when they have to make the like crazy saves. So, I think we'll follow Mason's journey this year. So thank you to the Spokane Chiefs for, lending him out for a little bit for me to talk to him. Of course, you can follow the show on, you know, YouTube. Make sure you guys are subscribed there. You can listen wherever you get podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey. You can follow me on Twitter at MyFryHole.
Friday, we'll be back with Erica from Locked on Kraken. We're going to get to know the Kraken a little bit more. I call her a nerd for liking defense. So, yes, and it's pretty fun. So she's also in Florida at the time. So on like 2 miles from the beach or like anyway. But yeah, so that'll be it. And we'll be back on Friday. Bye, friends.